Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustin. And joining us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, I see a new Quinnipiac University poll finds Bill de Blasio the new frontrunner in the Democratic primary for New York City mayor.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think the fairly common wisdom is that none of the people who are running for mayor in New York really reach up to the sort of celebrity hyphen confidence standards that Bloomberg was able to achieve in his administration. Now, I don't know that he could win a fourth term. I suspect he could not. Even Mayor Koch and others, you know, failed when they kept coming back. So de Blasio is the latest. Now, he is the liberal standard bearer. He is the guy who takes the most center-left position of all the people who are running for mayor. And so I think the voters are saying, okay, we'll give it a try and we'll see this. But they are a finicky crowd down there, and they are not given to staying with anybody. And so this thing is still wide open and is anybody's to lose, but of course it's getting closer. And that's what happens when you have either unknown candidates or pretty unknown candidates, or you have people who are contesting and fighting with each other. And of course, there are always hidden agendas in all of this. When you don't know somebody, when you go in to vote for tree warden, as I've often said, and it's an elected position and you have no idea who it is, you start looking for the way they spell their name. You start looking for where they live. You start looking for whether they're a Democrat or Republican, or you begin to make choices based on less than satisfactory criteria.
Let's head to New Jersey, where we broadcast to, and Cory Booker, the mayor of Newark, has, with 90% of the vote, at least counted at this point, won nearly 60% of the vote in his primary there for Senate.
David, Cory Booker is an extraordinary force, a city councilman, then mayor. He ran in a highly contested election and won. He's on all of the talk shows. He's on the morning roundtables, and he is a guy who really does have superstar status. Unlike the crowd in New York, which we just talked about, you get a guy like Cory Booker, who everybody knows. And the common wisdom is has done very good things for his city. At least that is the perception, whether it's true or not. So now he runs for senator, and believe me, it looks a lot like something we've seen before. In other words, Obama. So now you have a guy, he's a superstar. All his dirty laundry has come out. You take a look at Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey, scheduled this election so that he, Christie, wouldn't have to run against Booker, or when Booker was running for senator, he would be running for governor again, Christie, and didn't want Booker bringing a lot of Democrats out. So they made this thing a separate election, cost the voters a fortune, but that's the way they did it.